Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about dealing with pressures in the construction sector. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. Thank you, and here we go on to the podcast. We often find ourselves into some sort of pressure whenever we come across a new challenge in life. This happens because we do not know the correct way to face it and overcome it. We create the pressures by taking stress rather than thinking of countering the issue. This is what we do to mess up everything. On the contrary, what needs to be done is we should try to remain as calm as we can and analyze the possibilities we have to get through the challenge. A person with a cool mind can do this, but what about others? Companies have deadlines and they need to complete the task on time. Other than that, there are other factors that build up to the pressure. People not coming to work due to commentary, frequent marker ups and downs, and many factors are responsible for adding pressure in a person's life. But he or she also got to deal with it and come out safe. A construction owner at times finds himself or herself with tremendous pressure, and he has validated reasons for that. He or she has to take care of many areas and need to ensure that everything is going well, right from the checking of the stock of the raw materials to the availability of heavy equipment. He or she needs to do it all. If at all he or she assigned people for the job, he then needs to ensure that the guys are doing their part of the job correctly, because they fail to do their job, it will have an impact on the company, and the boss will be answerable to his investors or your investment to your employees to figure out why we haven't got this job done. So by that, one imagine the kind of pressure a construction owner has on him. Now, talking about the solutions, they need to find out ways and means to tackle the pressure. They will not be able to reduce it, but can indefinitely deal with it in such a way that impacts the pressure lessens and effects is low. Number one, assign important work to your trusted men and women. A better way to tackle pressure in the construction sector is to diversify it among the people you believe that can do the job for you. You should not keep everything to you and learn to assign important responsibilities to others. This will not only take you off the pressure, but will also give others an opportunity to learn to handle the business. If someone from your family is interested to learn and run a business, welcome him to your business and teach him the different levels of work. It will be great exposure for him, and you also do not have to fear the losing of him. Being a family, there is less chance that once he has learned the tricks of the trade, he will switch loyalties and join some other company. Next, take failures as a lesson and don't punish yourself. Construction business owners find it difficult to accept failures. They should understand that the failures are a part of their profession, but it also gives them some lessons to learn. They should accept these lessons positively. Rather than getting depressed or punishing themselves by working for more hours, they should retrospect and focus on new opportunities without committing the old mistakes. Again, have a plan, if there's problems in their job and there's pressures, then figure out, come out with a solution. There's never a problem. There's always a solution. Fix it. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817 379-1340. Thank you and God bless.